And welcome to Season 9, Episode 9 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It's been a long week. Voice is a little ragged. We'll see how this goes. And I am here once again, as happy as I can be, with the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm a little tired. I was traveling a bit this week, so.
Oh, you're a traveling man.
Did
you leave the one wonderful boundaries of the state of Maryland?
I did. I was for exactly one day. I was up near Swamp Fox and the Sicilian.
Oh, very nice.
Even drove by their house, but it didn't look like they were there.
Oh.
So I didn't get a chance to see them.
Oh.
And
you're back now. Did you call them and said, yeah, we were just down in the basement, you know,
I
playing charades?
I did try to call them and go, listen, I rewired your freezer for you. See if you can figure out how.
Nice.
That should get him to call me back.
How are you, Chief? How are you today?
Well, statements like that, you got to end it with you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes. I rewired your fridge. You're welcome.
I was carrying 720 pounds of concrete. My back said, you'll pay for this.
Wait a second. You were, like, you personally or in a vehicle?
Me personally, because...
All at the same time?
I had a wheelbarrow.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
It found every
rut
tunnel the moles had created in my yard.
Oh boy.
So these are, well, 60 pound bags? Do you have 12 of them?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, look at me mathing.
Yeah, because my wife wants to put it's, even though she has a wire mesh, she is reinforcing it with concrete because she does not want whatever was burrowing under the chickens come back. So there's no concrete floor, but it doesn't matter because something broke I have to redo the entire chicken coop because something broke in. There's no chickens in there, but it decided this is a nice home.
Oh, thing. Was a snake? I know that snake issues.
It is a large cat. So I'm not sure if it is bobcat, mountain lion, or elkler, but it is stripy and it has glowing eyes and it stares at you at night.
Like it doesn't care.
With the moon reflecting, it was like, you know, so every time I go out, I was like, all right, how big a gun do I need to make sure that whatever this problem is goes away?
Whatever it would bring a second one.
Bazooka.
So basically, let's just go with Devil Cat, huh?
Show Cat says she's not coming to help you on this one. You're on your own.
Holy cats. Pardon the pun.
Stitch left the room. He's like, nope, no, oh no.
I got enough trouble with the two in here.
Wendy's like, what? What are they doing? Can I chase it? Yeah, that'd be a bad idea.
Well, if you never want to come back.
I don't know. Wendy's pretty big. And poodles were attack dogs, so.
That's true.
Poodles were attack
dogs. However, she went to visit her sisters that live locally. And they are bigger than she is now, which seemed to surprise her.
What have y'all been eating? Each other.
There can be only one.
Sorry. Was it like lightning crackly when they all got together?
You know, I don't know. She said something about the quickening. I don't know.
Oh, people are not going to get what it's 80s movie reference, right?
Yeah.
80s or 90s.
Well, you know, it's been the story of my life all week.
Man out of time? What?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, the trip up to the northern reaches of the Mid-Atlantic. Or the southern reaches of New England, you know, take your pick, was to attend a concert with my wife.
Oh,
the original plan was, honey, I'm not working that week, so the event is on Tuesday evening, so we can drive up Tuesday during the day, go to the event, get up Wednesday morning, go visit. I had a couple of things to do regarding my mom's cemetery plot that I, you know, as long as I was going to be there, I wanted to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that, and then we can leave, and that way we won't be driving through
Choquette La Saxagoon.
I do not know why she is doing that. She's eating something. I don't think I want to know. So, and come back and avoid any traffic in New York City, which is usually the only hard part about driving up there.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out she was working. She made a mistake. Oh. So the trip that was going to give Goon some peace ended up being work all day Monday, leave a little early, go bring the dog, go home, load up the car, drop the dogs off on the way, drive up overnight, get up Tuesday morning, Hurricane does her virtual class in the hotel room.
Wow.
I do pretty much nothing. That was when that isn't true. I went with Crazy Al, my brother-in-law, since I wasn't planning to be in town that day. Mm-hmm. And he took me out meeting his customers on his electrician's business.
You were an apprentice?
I just kind of smiled and washed charisma over the clients.
Wow. So how much more business did you get him?
I think I increased it by about 35% that day.
Pretty much got two more franchises. So, yeah.
You know, and then we all went to the concert. Now I have a question for you, gentlemen. I do have a gift of being able to find my way without a map. If I've been somewhere once,
mm-hmm.
enough that Goonchild calls it Dad GPS.
Okay.
But does it make sense to you to have the person who hasn't lived in or near the city for 30 years lead the parade to get to the Civic Center?
No.
No, it doesn't for me either. Oh, and it's a different...
A local would be smart. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's a different Civic Center than the one that I went to, because the one I went to, the roof fell in, and they've rebuilt it.
Elsewhere.
I guess it seems like it's more or less in the same spot. I think it's the same spot. But I haven't been in the city in a really long time. But I knew they wanted to go to Church Street. Well, I know Church Street. And I know how to get off the highway and get over there. You turn. I navigate by landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn by Savitt Jewelers, which is on Church Street. And the garage you're looking for will be just one or two blocks down. I couldn't quite remember, but I mean, close enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except for one minor problem that started to happen a lot of late.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Swamp Fox is laughing. Savitt Jewelers used to be, it had big neon signs out front. Savitt Jewelers, POMG, peace of mind guarantee. I mean, you could see this place from New York City. It was so lit up. Yeah, they went out of business in 2012. So I went zing right by the intersection.
Zing you did.
I did. And then later on, when I was driving with Hurricane and I went to get on the highway, I turned left where I've always turned to get on the highway. And my sister-in-law said, they changed this. You have a normal intersection. You should have gone across the bridge. Yeah.
That's a hard question.
You know, these are the kinds of things. My mother-in-law has done this to me in the past. You know, we'll be going somewhere. And as we pass the intersection, oh, that was your left.
Oh. Well, golly, thank
you. Your timing is impeccable. Thank you. And by impeccable, I mean totally impeccable.
That is why the youngest of Ogryn is never allowed to navigate.
Oh, really?
Because we were going somewhere, and you see his head turned, and then he looks at me, And he goes, that was the way.
You should have said something.
Yeah. A little more warning would have been nice. Oh, and then on the trip home, when we left Wednesday after she did her second class, we had a late lunch, early dinner so that we wouldn't be in New York City during rush hour. And then it started to rain.
Ew.
So I'm driving in the darkness, in the rain, for many hours. By the time I got tired of it and stopped and said, you're driving for a little while, we go into the rest area, do God's work, come out of the rest area where I had bought myself a chocolate brownie from Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to tie you over.
Well, you know, I feel like I earned it. I mean, I had lost my cherub-like demeanor on the trip. Is it raining now for hurricane to drive?
No, sky's clear, of course.
Nope, dry road, 90 miles an hour the rest of the way home. Yeah, except when we got to that Waytall Bridge in Maryland. Then the skies opened up and she woke me up and said, what do I do? I like wake up from a sound sleep and it's raining so hard you can't see.
Mm.
And my suggestion was, don't drive off the bridge.
If, you know, is that kind of sage advice that people come to you for?
You know, what can I say? But I'm like, because it's a tall bridge and we'll know that we're going down.
That's right. You'll suddenly feel light and then you won't.
It's right. Then you'll see a bright tunnel and a lot of our family.
Oh my gosh. I didn't go in.
So that was the beginning part of my week. Then I went back to work for a couple of days and that was, well, it's well, I guess.
Yeah. Work's been kind of interesting.
You been know, a little bit of a downer.
Chinese curse kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely. There's a lot of people.
There's a miasma.
Is that what it is?
It's a miasma.
I thought somebody left a hot dog in their desk.
Oh, wow. For those of you who are wondering what a miasma is, that.
Something not right here. I don't know what it is.
There's a whole lot of wrong.
So then the day hurricane likes the least is the day when we spring forward for the time change.
Well, you lose an hour and everything.
Yeah, so that was Saturday. So she complained about it all day. And then Sunday morning, I get up. And I'm taking a class at church right now. So I said, well, I'll get up and I'll go for the 9 a.m. service and I'll go to class. And I won't wake her because... I know she takes the springtime change pretty hard. Mm-hmm. That's when my neighbor texted me to say there was no water because there's a water break in our neighborhood.
Oh, good. Yeah. Ugly bugly.
So I ride down. I did. It's on the way to church and there were two beautiful fountains of water on either side of the road. Like, didn't have colored lights like the Bellagio, but it was still a festive thing. And the water company truck was just pulling up. That was between 8:30 and 9 when I went through there. And I went to church because they had two things that I did not.
Mm.
A working bathroom and coffee.
And you're going to need one with the other.
They kind of do go together, yes. And I left instructions to a hurricane because without water, we have three bathrooms. That means you have three flushes to spread out during the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her that old
people. I'd be doomed.
Well, I mean, other than somebody has to go get water to refill because my cistern is not set up yet.
So, since I know that she is doing the how to survive when the apocalypse comes,
mm-hmm.
You should have taken the 2 gallon milk jugs and they should be in a bathroom. And they should always have water because you can just let it sit. You don't care about the stale water. And you just put a top on it.
Mm. Yeah,
anything that's happened.
And that is an excellent idea. We could have also drained water out of the water heater. which I didn't think of till today. So
when you do that, it has to fill up, and that means that you won't have the hot water you may want.
So do you guys have those 1 gallon toilets?
1.6. So it takes 2 gallons to flush.
Oh.
However, she didn't use the old 1960s, poem that I taught her.
Mm.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Oh.
She didn't know you could only flush once is what I heard. And I lost my cherub-like demeanor and argued with her about it. And that was a mistake.
Did you exclaim golly? It was in a loud voice.
I'm sure I did. Why don't you follow instructions might have come out too. This is an emergency situation. I've given you your instructions. You're expected to follow them. You watch more prepper videos than I do.
Huh.
It didn't go well. It went about as well as you would expect. Yeah, it was a dumb move.
Yeah, you're lucky you're alive.
Maybe I'm not. Maybe this is the afterlife.
This is God, please no. Then I know for a fact that I was really, really, really horrible person. No offense to you guys. I'm just saying.
So that was we talked about cisterns and how you might set all that up. Mm-hmm. And I will have one. I'll get a rain barrel and let it fill. 50 or 100 gallons ought to be fine.
I'm sinking my own well and getting my own nuclear power plant.
If you go to Tractor Supply, you can get the large light barrels that have the metal reinforcement around them. That will give you plenty.
Oh, excellent. There is a Tractor Supply near here. I will go look. What do they hold? About 50 each?
No, they hold more than that.
Okay.
You can get the blue barrels. The blue barrels hold, I think, 60 gallons. The white ones hold, I think, 16. And then the white cube-looking ones, I think, are 120 or something like that. Actually,
yeah, I mean, you're not going to lift any of those because water's so heavy. There's what, eight pints to a gallon. Is that right, Cratch?
It's 8 pounds to a gallon, sir.
Right, because a pint of water weighs a pound.
There you go.
So if you have something that holds, say, 50 gallons, that's 400 pounds.
I am sorry. It is 275 now.
Ah, that's more than 400.
You're not lifting them.
Hey, I'm not lifting. I'm not lifting the 400 pounds, buddy.
You don't need to lift it when it's empty. You don't have to worry about when it's empty because me and my son was able to do it.
Yep.
But once it was full, we put it on blocks, much like we were in the ghetto. And we took the tires off. And
we're talking concrete blocks because that's what I was going for.
Cinder blocks.
So would this be considered a stormwater dry well system?
They call it the IBC plastic water tote.
Okay.
Yeah. To me, stormwater management is what I have for getting water off my property and somewhere where it can evaporate a little more rather than puddling. But yeah, this is either a cistern or a rainwater management system.
Yeah, the only problem we have are mosquitoes, and I'm still working on solving that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I did find on how to make one out of a trash can, and with the full lid on the trash can, and the fact that there sunlight can't get in, you don't get algae and you don't get skeeters.
Nice.
That's the metal trash can one, right? That goes directly from the gutter?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have something similar. The problem with that is the runoff from the roof. So, well, and I don't know what kind of roof you have, but if you have a composite roof like we do, then you will get a known grit that is inside.
Yeah, that is what I have. So
This is nice. $300, you'd get a 55-gallon blue water storage tank. It's not bad.
They got, if you come here, I have to just give you one because I have plenty.
And I we could have a, and we could have a road trip.
Yeah, right. What are you going to put it in?
The van?
Yeah, they're not that big.
Oh, okay.
Blue ones. These,
And we'll spend $299 on gas. Okay.
You know, you know, the van's better than the car I took up to Connecticut, and I made it all the way up there on less than 20 gallons of gas.
Nice.
Even with hurricane, trying to get it up to 88 miles an hour to see if we went backwards in time.
Yeah, it's not fast enough nowadays.
It's a nice inline six car. Did I tell you guys that while I was up there during the day I was with my brother-in-law, he has his own Jacob the Israeli.
Wow.
Whose name is... Guys? His name is Armand, and he's Armenian.
Oh, okay.
And I've heard a lot about him, but I never got a chance to meet him. But I met him now, and I'm like, oh my God, he's just like me. He's got the gift. I could sense it when I walked in, and I was like, okay. I think we had a little professional courtesy there. We didn't blast one another. But he got my number because he said to me, listen, when I told him what kind of car I was looking for, he goes, when I see one's got about 120,000 on it, I'll give you a call. Wow. Like, you'll sell to me in Maryland? He goes, I'll sell to anybody anywhere.
Anywhere, huh?
Yeah, I told him I wanted a GL450 or a GLS450. Didn't care which.
I want a GLUE because I like sticky cars.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do with him, Chief?
I don't know. But
I spent too much time listening to dad jokes today. I apologize.
Oh, will you tell us some?
Sure. Oh, you mean now?
No, tomorrow. Yeah, now.
Oh.
I'm sorry, number one fan.
So, what do you call a cow with no legs?
I don't know.
Ground beef.
Oh.
Okay.
What do you call Bambi with no eyes?
I don't know.
No idea.
Oh.
Oh.
What do you call Bambi with no eyes and no legs?
I don't know.
Still no idea.
Have you been talking to Mr. Smith?
No.
They sound like they would be this.
Oh. Yeah. No, it's been that kind of day. I think we need a little dad jokes every so often.
I did, by the way, while
I'm world. Goodness.
While I was leaving the dogs at the kennel, I did get to spend a few minutes with the Peaches.
Oh, I've heard about Peaches. Peaches is a potential roomie of yours.
She could be a potential new member of the Canine Protective Force because the lovely lady who runs the breeder, runs the breeding farm where I got Doug, is just said how sorry they were about Doug. And she said, listen, it'd be about 6 months, but she's having her for her final litter. And we always try to find good homes. What do you say? She already likes you. And it's true. She does. She goes crazy whenever I show up. I don't know why.
I thought I met Peaches.
I think
you
did. I came
up with you the one time.
Yes.
When we met, when I met Doug the first time when he was like, I don't know, about 4.5, 5 inches long.
Yes.
And I think we met Peaches.
We did.
Oh, she liked me too. No candles chased.
Maybe she just likes men.
Well, how many litters does she had? I'm not going to go.
With a name like Peaches. With a name like Peaches, you know, who knows?
Well, I'm reading a book where there's a dog named Peaches and it's a whole different dog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the demon dog, right?
Hellhound, yeah. Direct lineage from Cerberus, yeah. So, yeah.
Strange hellhounds, you know. There was a
comedy show that used to come on. It used to come on Saturday nights.
Wait a second. What was that called? It's been so long since they were funny. What was it called?
Oh, Saturday Night Live.
There it is.
Right. They had a group of people that were actually funny called the Not Ready for Primetime Players.
Yes. I can name them in alphabetical order.
Go ahead. If you miss any, I'll pick up.
Okay. Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, yes. Chevy Chase. Let me see here. Gary Morris, Lorraine Newman, Hilda Radner.
Hilda Radner.
And who was the seventh one? Who am I missing? Jane Curtin. I miss Jane Curtin.
Jane Curtin.
Yeah, I should have had her first. Okay. Almost all went alphabetical order. But now they have, 17 people in the cast. And nobody can remember any of them.
Well, because they're not funny.
Oh, that's right. So did you watch it, Chief?
I did not.
But you heard about it.
I did.
Uh-oh. And what happened, dude?
Well, apparently they did a seance, and they were trying to summon something from the other side.
Uh-oh.
Let me guess, they were trying to summon laughs?
Oh, because they don't even shoot for those anymore. This is in line with the, I'm guessing their party affiliation, because I could not understand why this was even a suggestion and why they would go through with it. But
who was the host?
It was Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, who's surprised here? Yeah. No.
Yeah. No one. No one. It could have been that other girl that that sings with Satan.
How many are there now?
Is it easier to name the ones that aren't?
Yeah. Yeah. They're all country singers.
Well, they're branching into country now.
Careful. Beyonce's considered a country singer now.
Yes, that's what I stated. They're branching in. There's no genre.
Yeah, but I don't think she's a Satanist. Do you, Chief? Am I wrong? And then,
so we will say the verdict is out, because some of the statements and things that she did with Rihanna and Jay-Z could lead towards that direction.
I just don't like her because I don't think she's a very nice human being, based on what happened during the birth of her first child.
That would have been. As much as I don't like the actor portraying Reacher, it would have been, actually, you know what? Have you guys ever seen The Blacklist? That would have been a much better example. The Blacklist was a TV show that came on years ago, but it had James Spader as the main person.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's sort of a really bad guy. He's just cleaning up things on his way out.
Yeah, he's lawful evil in the D&D world of, but if he were to walk in there, he said, "You get paid by the hour. Is it worth losing your life over? Because that to prevent me from seeing my child, I don't care how big you are."
You've heard this story, right, Gunn?
I've not.
Okay, I'll give you the synopsis. She's having her baby in a public hospital. This isn't like some fancy swanky medical center. She's in a public hospital.
Okay.
She basically sets her security up in front of the neonatal unit and forbids anybody to come in, including the parents of children who are in the neonatal unit. And the hospital's okay with this.
And negative range.
And I'm like, you'd have heard me do the Arnold, "I'll be back," and I would have been back like Arnold.
Yeah. Let me just go get my bazooka and we'll see how well you do.
Much like the, what is it? Raymond Reddington. who was like, I don't want to kill you, but I will, you know. That's why this is one of the things I don't understand, because now he's a known bad guy. He says he's a bad guy. He doesn't try to pretend to be good. He's like, look, I can never make up for all the bad stuff, so I'm going to just keep doing the bad stuff because I'm good at it. But I'll take care of the really, really bad guys because I have a code of honor, and apparently that is lost. So, you know, in terms of situations like that, how can you do that in good faith?
Right.
Like, just as another human being, because I can't stand it. And I
can't imagine being the security guard being told, yeah, you know, if there are parents out here who want to come in and see their kid, you have to stop them. And I'm like, okay, sure. No, I would literally say, F you, you can keep my check.
Well, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah. So we got devil worshiping on NBC. What other fun and games have we run into recently?
Well, so there are,
and you should mention that, Grudge.
Yeah. You know, there are anti-Orange Man protests everywhere.
Sure.
And it seems like the people who are doing this, they are lumping him in. So the Orange Man, even though he says that, you know, he, especially after the near miss of the bullet, he now believes more than he did before.
Right.
And far be it from me to judge anyone, but when you make a comment like, why should I repent, when all of us, regardless of how good we think we are, need to do that, that's when it's like, all right, well, there's still some pride issues there. But anyone who's just going to come out and attack, you know, just anyone who is Christian, just because he aligns himself with that.
Right.
I need for the Orange Man to just be like Muslim for a day, just to see what happens. Because it was terrible things, but it was only terrible things in one direction. Man, those terrible things never happen. In fact, even Europe's own golden child, Greta Thunberg.
How dare you?
When she was confronted with, you know, the stop oil and all that, and the person said, you know what, Saudi Arabia, one of the biggest exporters, is having a conference, and Muslims and all that, will you denounce them? And the look of fear in her face said, no, I will be doing no such thing.
Exactly. They were easy targets, you know. They turned the other cheek. We'll hit that one too.
Doesn't say what you do when you run out of cheeks.
I don't know what so Crutch, and being the resident all things Vatican, how is the Pope doing?
Yeah, let's get our Pope health update.
I hear he is responding well, which is, you know, kind of mealy mouthed. I mean, it doesn't really say, you know, he's responding well. Is he getting better? He slept easily through the night. Okay, well, I know. People in comas do that too. So I really couldn't tell you. You know. They haven't pushed any smoke out of any chimneys, so, you know, we're not on the lookout for a new Pope yet.
Well, they don't do that when he passes.
No. They do that when they vote.
Right. They just put the black carpet out over the balcony, you told me.
Right. There'll be a black drape on the balcony of his of his former quarters, yeah. And then he'll take up residence underneath the Sistine Chapel in the catacombs.
Does that happen before the conclave? Now I'm just curious.
Well, I think the conclave starts with his funeral.
Okay.
And then they go and vote. It's been a while since we've done this, so I don't remember.
2013?
Yeah, something like that. Well, yeah, but we didn't bury anybody that time.
You gonna run?
Well, considering the success of my senatorial campaign,
I'd say that's a reason right there.
There are certainly more Catholics than Marylanders. Statistically, I should get more votes.
You just have people going, yeah, that's good.
I mean, seriously, it's only at that rate, I should get like 13,000 votes. I'm just saying.
How many cardinals are there? Because only the cardinals can vote, right?
Oh, well, then I'm screwed. I get zero.
And it's not all of the cardinals either.
No. Actually, there's an age limit. Funny. There's an age limit on voting. So the old ones don't get to vote anymore.
Oh, I didn't realize that it was an age limit. I just knew that some of them couldn't vote. I didn't know why.
Yeah, I think it's... what is it? Now see, look what you've done. Come here, Mr. Google. What is the age limit for cars?
I'm going to have to ask number one fan if you moved your lips when you were learning to read.
Cardinals under 80 are eligible to vote in the papal conclave.
Okay.
Boy, that's...
You see how you ignored that, Chief?
I'm sorry, yep. You were talking?
No.
Yeah.
Did I move my lips when I read?
Yes.
As a child. You're going to ask number one fan then.
I have already.
Apparently so. I'm sure it'll be in the comments when she comments tomorrow, as she always does.
Yes, last week's was, is Chief going to be in the car business now?
All about your car in your yard there.
Your family schmutzy Model T.
Yeah.
Hey, someone picked it up.
Really?
So yeah, they picked one of them up.
Did listen to the show?
Could be.
I don't know. I didn't ask because I know I had told him about it, but I didn't ask him if he had listened to the show, and that's why he was doing it. All I know is that one of them was gone. He said, "I know about this other one. I'm going to come get it." Then he never did. Much like what all Texans seem to do. Hey, I'm going to do this. Just not on any realistic time frame. So,
or anything you could count on.
Oh, man, it's so ridiculous. But that is how it is out here.
Mm-mm-mm.
Nothing one can do. So, you know, I am making these little videos. There's a Boondocks episode about Fleece Johnson.
Fleece Johnson?
I'm liking it already because I love the Boondocks.
So Fleece Johnson, while in prison, was named a booty warrior for obvious, you know, untowardly reasons. The lengths he would take to assault other men. So, well, and he was not a big guy, but I guess I don't know what it is in prison, but they find ways. So it is now Fleece Johnson's face with America and Greenland being the object of desire. And, you know, it's America saying, "I likes you and I wants you," so we can do this the easy way or the hard way. But either way, Greenland is apparently, you know, the orange man is not going to let this go because the Bering, that waterway is opening up for, you know, whatever is happening to our poles and the way that they're shifting and ice is changing from one spot to another. It's opening up all these new possibilities. And he's like, "America needs to own this, period." And so that's why this is going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I just know with the amount of money that Doge is cutting, we could literally give every Greenlander $1 million and still be running a surplus.
We could buy Greenland on just the Adobe Acrobat licenses that aren't being used.
Which is sad.
Oh my gosh.
There are a lot of them.
When I saw all those other applications, you know, I don't understand, and I'm serious. Why no one gets in trouble for this? We have every post. I remember every hallway had waste, fraud, and abuse. This wouldn't be fraud or abuse, but this is 100% waste. 100.
Oh, absolutely.
And yet no one did anything. I mean, I didn't do anything. I walked by it every day, and I was like, I don't know this is going on.
Well, I always thought it was funny that they were using trademark characters in all the posters. I'm like, did you pay Disney to have Mickey on that poster? And just, you know, throw that out there.
Well, you know, his trademark ran out a while ago. Or cops, whatever it was.
Not when I saw those posters. I've been there forever, remember?
Oh, yes, okay. My mistake.
Just past the big 4-0, man.
That's how long you've been there?
1985.
Since you've been there?
I got there at February 25th, 1985.
Wow. That is quite disturbing.
It's borderline depressing. And it's a small border. It's not even worth putting a fence up.
How?
Maybe we can have Mexico pay for it.
It's like the border between Dominican and Haiti. You know, just a rough road.
It's more theoretical, is what you're saying.
It's more of a concept than a border.
We have the good things happen this week?
Yes.
I mean, I'd love to end on a high note.
Oh, absolutely. I've got just the perfect feel good.
Because commercials aren't going to help you do that.
I know. But I've got the perfect feel good story. Okay. Do you guys like snack foods?
Yes.
I like all foods.
Okay. Do you like Cheetos?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever had Flaming Hot Cheetos?
No.
Yes.
They're not super hot. But they're good, right?
They are, and they're very red.
They are super red. It's so weird a color to see on a Cheeto that's red. Well, apparently, for those of you who are unfamiliar, there's this game called Pokemon. And Pokemon is a Japanese for pocket monster, literally. And the whole purpose of this game is for you to collect these monsters. They all have different abilities. You fight them in tournaments, and you collect them and trade them with friends and so on and so forth. There are certain, and it's a game played with cards, okay? And certain cards, when printed, were very rare. And one of the most rare cards is this dragon called Charizard. Someone found a Flaming Hot Cheeto that looks just like the Charizard Pokemon critter. He put it into a case and called it Cheetozard, and then he sold it at auction for, wait for it, $87,840.
Oh my God.
Yes. Somebody bought a Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon character in a glass case, you know, really, really fancy looking case. I'll send the whole article to CNN so you know it's true. Sorry, had to do that. So, you know, I like to think that we have a serious amount of disposable income here, guys.
Well,
disposable income.
You may have just given one of my friends some hope. She has been, her dad passed a while back. And she and her sister are cleaning out the house they grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And they found this past weekend, signed to her mother, when her mother was younger, a photo with all the signatures on the back of Bill Haley and the Comets.
Whoa.
And I found a couple of them on eBay that are going for around $500.
Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps.
That's right. You'll rock around the clock with that money.
Right. Which is better than the feeling you'll be getting after a few rounds of the clock after eating a Flaming Cheeto.
Flaming Hot Cheetos tend not to stay with me. Yes, that's a true statement.
Yeah. You won't be rocking, but you might be rolling.
You'll want to make sure there's plenty of water in your domicile.
Yeah. Water in the toilet would be an excellent idea after the Cheetos.
Because they don't work well without them.
This feels horrible. No, this sounds horrible, but my stomach is doing the sympathy pain. It all just feels horrible.
Aw, we're sorry. No sympathy for you.
Oh my God, you made me snort.
Well, and one last piece of news. It's not necessarily good news, but it's, you know, it is news of the week. We did actually have a landing on the moon, ladies and gentlemen. By golly gosh, there was a
company
out there that.
Their second lander.
Well, yeah, the first one had some issues. It kind of landed in a roll and it did not land in parkour classes. It
fell on its side, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. No parkour for you. This one had similar problems and found itself landing in a shadow.
It landed in the bottom of a crater, fell over, and the batteries ran out.
And then it froze to death. Yeah. So it's not really a feel-good story. But
and the name of the company?
Oh, the name of the company is, the Athena Lander. But the name of the company is Intuitive Machines.
Apparently not.
As the case may be. Yes. Oh, so not quite moon landing. How's that?
I'm sure the people at Doge were very interested in that happening. Well, let's see.
Because you know who paid for that, right? You know who paid for that whole mission.
No, was it SpaceX?
No, it was NASA. It was NASA.
It was NASA.
Which means it was you and me.
Yeah. They're not supposed to fall over. I'm just saying.
As a general rule, we call that contraindicated.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. I would call it failure.
So I'm waiting. There are tons of rumors. I'm waiting for the day that the External Revenue Service comes and it says no more federal tax. At that point, I will be gladly stating every time money is wasted, well, at least I didn't pay for it. That's what I don't care how dumb the idea is. You can be as absolute, you know, mind-numbingly stupid as you want to be.
Like you say, trans studies on mice, for example.
Yeah. Whatever floats your boat, sinks it, and then brings it back up. You know, I don't care.
At that point, it was the tariffs on Lithuania that paid for that one. Good, fine, whatever.
Yes.
All righty, folks. We've had enough fun. The clock on the wall says I need to get some sleep. It's been a long weekend.
It has
been. I hope you all enjoyed the show. We'll be getting back to you as soon as we are humanly possible. Before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by You Need a Cistern. When the water department fails you, guess what? Sinks don't work. Dishwasher doesn't work. No ice maker? Toilet? Nope. Unlike the goon, you should develop a plan for water that you won't be drinking but still need. Get Goon's helpful video on building your own using only beer cans and duct tape. It's cheap and environmentally friendly. Some language may be inappropriate for younger listeners. And Goon's Boomer GPS service. Let the Goon navigate you through cities he is intimately familiar with, but using landmarks that have been gone for decades. Golly, what fun! Is that the street? Hey, why are they honking at me? That building used to be there. I know it was. Email at bailbond@mapquest.com. And the Donkey Party, School of Tolerance and Decorum. Need a lesson in how to be civil, even to your enemies? How to behave when the world is watching? Well, these guys can't tell you, because all they seem to know is how to behave like fascists, Satanists, and dolts, but I repeat myself. What do you expect from a group that picks a donkey as its mascot? Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.